now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
Welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery in the studio right now from, of course, Montgomery Asset Management and also Scaffold, which helps you choose your shares. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Listen, before we get on the shares,
yes,
let's very quickly, we've got two calls on the board I want to get
excellent
to, and we want to talk about the surcharge. Let's go to Ray in Gosford. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, how are you going, Ross? So, look, I've got two things on this. I've got, firstly, I think exemption should be for pensioners and people with chronic diseases and chronic injuries and also the disabled. I think consideration could be given to single parents earning under a certain amount. Basically, people who are working should pay this, but there's another one I want to throw at you. How about doctors absorb half of it, the medical practices themselves, and those people working absorb the other $3?
So there you go. That's one way of being able to think about it. Roger, I mean, there's a pretty big thing because it's almost a tax on the ill, isn't it?
Well, I reckon if the government wants to actually save some money, instead of actually taxing people regressively, which is what a flat surcharge is,
yes,
what they should actually be doing is clamping down on the misuse of Medicare. How many times do you go in and sign a blank check for the doctors,
yes,
to go and then put whatever charge they want,
well,
for the
right
service?
And if
you
they
know
really need to raise some tax on this, surely 0.1%, 0.05% or whatever,
yeah,
it is
exactly
on the Medicare levy might be a more efficient,
yeah,
way of doing it. So
correct,
it hits everybody and not just the ill.
And it's not regressive.
Steve's in Ryde. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Ross. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I agree with your previous caller that there could be exceptions for older people. And
Steve, I reckon there's got to be. They can't do it any other way. They just can't do it any other way.
Yeah, well, I know they're saying they're talking about pressures on Medicare and we cannot afford this and all this kind of talk. And as long as we are not pushed into privatizing, people being pushed into private health funds, because then the prices of everything are going to go up every year and that will be a real mess. So if there's pressure on Medicare or pressure on whatever they're saying, we cannot afford it. Put some exemptions there for people, and everybody, $6 is fair enough. It's better than, I don't know how many percentage points it's going to go up once everything is
paid. Well, you wonder what the most efficient way of being able to do it is. Stephen Ride there, another one. We'll come back with Roger Montgomery after this. I know there's some other great callers on the board, and I do apologise, we can't get to them. We'll do it again tomorrow night as a separate subject, because clearly there's a lot of interest in this. I know Gary and Balmain was one, had a great counterpoint of view to all of those others that were out there. So anyway, we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. Roger Montgomery with me in the studio right now. Hello, Roger. How are you?
Ross, I'm fine and dandy, mate. Thank you very much.
I want to ask you one important thing about the stock market. As you
yes
know, there's been, in the last little while, you've been worried about valuations. You've been
yes
worried that there's no value in the stock market.
Correct.
Two things affect valuations. Number one is the price of the shares, quite
mm-hmm
clearly. And if those share prices are high, that's about valuations. Number two is about the profits of the company. If profit growth becomes
well,
very
strong, well, that's what drives the value of the business, the worth
right
of the business. Correct.
So there, now that we're at this point of the year, and you
yes
can start to get some feeling for how that the profits of the companies are being generated and are moving towards the end of this year, are you feeling any more comfortable with where share prices are right now?
I tell you what, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I'll explain myself. When we started the Montgomery Fund, which was in August 2012, there was an average of about 40% margin of safety. So in other words, shares prices were 40% below what we estimated the value of the businesses to be. Now, the market's rallied about, certainly the stocks that we own, the good quality ones, they've rallied on average by about that much, about
yes
35 to 40%. So they're now fair value. So the high quality businesses are now fair value. There's not a lot of value in those high quality businesses. Now, does that mean that the stock market is immediately going to sell off? No, it doesn't. But why I'm cautious is because when we look at the poor quality businesses, the companies outside our universe of those that we're actually interested in, the non-investment grade companies, they're trading at a 50% premium to what we think they're worth. So, you know, the old phrase, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
So the market's gone up. the good quality companies have gone up. We think that's justifiable, and we think they could continue to go up because some of them are growing their profits at 20, 30, 40, 50%.
And that's what you want to see.
And that's what we want.
To do it to justify the share price.
But there are businesses out there that aren't growing their profits that much, and they're trading at steep, steep premiums to what we think they're worth. And as a result, that's why we're cautious. We think that the market has as much chance of pulling back as it does of growing a lot.
In other words, if something happens adverse in Australia in the economy, overseas in the economy, even maybe to some of these companies individually, then what you're going to see is a very rapid retraction in share price for some
yes,
of those businesses.
But I think if the good quality ones get thrown out with the poor quality ones, then you want to actually buy those because these good quality businesses are growing their profits and interest rates are going to stay low for a while. So I think that stocks are going to look cheap if they pull back.
And that's what you're going to wait for. Some of those pullbacks are the time to obviously go and find some of those good quality stocks, and we'll talk about those in the weeks and months ahead with Roger Montgomery right here on Money News from Montgomery Asset Management. Many thanks for your time, Roger.
Pleasure, Ross.
And that is the program for this evening. You've got Steve Price and Andrew Bolt coming up after the news at 8. We'll see you right here on Money News tomorrow night.